finishing up some enrichment and tests, the remorse tells us that that which you rather close the oven door when there's parts of food inside, it's charmed inside, etc., that only when Shabbos day. That we could safely assume the older food in the pots is already fully cooked, it's mavusha called tzarfer. But Friday night, when it's shortly after Shabbos began, shortly after you're matming the food in the tanner in the oven, to open and then to close the oven door, closing the oven door is a concern that maybe some of the food in the pot is not fully cooked. And by closing the oven door, you're helping it cook. It's a grand bishul, it's helping cause it cook, and therefore it's a problem out bishul itself. The Mishnah points out that the Ramal says yes, the sapik, that the masubik, that maybe the pots and the food are not fully cooked, and that's already enough to ask or close the oven door. I mean, even to sapik. If you're not sure if everything is fully cooked, that's already enough. You have to chush that mistama. That's what to worry about, and you cannot close the oven door Friday night unless you're certain everything is fully cooked. The Mishnah also points out that even if you don't deal with tit, even not tough, but tit, just the mere closing of the oven door on Friday night was causing it to cook faster. That itself could be a problem with bishul. Even if it's gar v'katam, it's also shahil. That itself could be a problem. If the tanner is not gar v'katam from the gecholim, then there's other issues Friday night with closing the oven door, because there might be issues of kiva and havara that can affect the coals. We're discussing if it is gar v'katam. There's no coals in there. There's no gecholim. Now, there's also, there's no coals in our oven. But let's say the oven is mamish. It's as such that there's no chash or havara or kiva, anything like that. But closing the oven door, if everything's not fully cooked, there's a chash of bishul to closing the oven door. If somebody does do it and they close the door, then the food can even be usher b'dievet, like regular dinner, someone's b'vashu b'shabbos. Mishnah points out that usher even b'dievet, eat the food that's cooked on Shabbos, unless the food had already reached Michael ben Nisoy. You know, after Michael ben Nisoy, the halacha is that you cannot do bishul to bring something to Spash Gutzorchai. However, since some Rishonim are makel on bishul between Michael ben Nisoy and the Spash Gutzorchai, therefore b'dievet, we don't usher the food. Now, the Masa has to even have a goy close the oven door would be a problem. And Mishnah says again, even without having the grabbing Mareyach that's sealing it with tit, because you're causing it to get cooked faster, and it's also even through a mirror la'akim, even through a goy. To tell the goy to seal it with tit will be a different issue of malachas mareach, be telling him to smoothing something over, which is different malach, malachas mareach, which is beyond the scope of this discussion. But yeah, if the goy did close the oven door, we don't ask for the food, but yeah, because since the mice of the food will have gotten cooked eventually, it's just going to cook faster, that's not enough of an effect what the goy did to ask for the food based on the goy doing it, as opposed to when the yid did it, that we do ask for, but yeah, like Mr. Burr previously said. Stuart brings out the Afrenim, right? And just cost for Afrenim, it's like Nevram and others. And they say that even in the summer, when people come out of shul, it's still before Shkia, because they make early Shabbos, and it's not even Ashmashis yet. And therefore, the Isser of the Yid, at that point, in Tais for Shabbos, Mr. Burr is not standing here, it's only Isser Drabban, because there's Makabas Shabbos early. So, really, to tell a guy to close the oven door would not be a big deal. It's a Shos Teshvus, and there's enough for Tzarath, but Etzim would be allowed. Still, we don't tell Goyim to close the oven door at that point, to seal the oven door. Because if someone does in the summer, they might come do it in the winter also. In the winter, by the time they do come out of shore and they come and do it, then they already would be Laila Mamish, Shabbos Mamish, and we no longer have the kula of being Tais for Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives like a sikkum summary of everything that I had in these Samanim Fresh, the Gimel Fresh, and that's based on the Achredim. Called the most of the rule is, as Mana said, we put our pots in the oven openly open, without doing Atmana around them. Now there's no issue of Atmana, only if they care for Shahir. Even if you put it down top of on top of coals, as long as it's not fully wrapped up in the coals, are fully wrapped up by begadim, it's not called atmana, like dog their mock and the machaber, the ration of gimel sevalov. And therefore, he says, as long as cooked kamayach lebrin desai, the boidyoim, whether half cooked or third cooked, that's enough, there's no issue shahir. Spur here does not expect us to machmer, that's be the spash kutzarach and mistam kerala to shahir. In this sequence, he says, as long as mayach lebrin desai is edible, I did kak before Shabbos, that's good enough, there's no issue shahir. The town is not gar v'kotim. He also says he put raw meat in the pot right before Shabbos, that's another etzo. He says, but the raw meat of kidrach haisa or dirsaya does not work by tli roasted and types of batzik dough and kidney is bashtida. There is no hat of kidrach haisa, and they're asked to cook the maizel in the soy before Shabbos. Okay? Now, if he knows that there's kalm leitishas, if you know there's coals that are still on, you should be careful with opening the oven door only to have a goy not yid, because the issue of avara, the great issue of avara, the coals are around the kateira, and rather you should have a goy take the kateira off the coals, because also you can move the coals around the shalav avara and kivoy. Unless you're really stuck, you can do it gently, try to shake up the coals. Now, this cook is only to do Shabbos day or Friday night. Anytime you think the day of the oven, you have to be careful with Havara and Kivu these things. And therefore, good night to remove the day before Shabbos a little bit off the coals. They should not have this issue of moving around the coals on Shabbos. Allow to put Shabbos at Hapshel Kama, had cooked food like the Chandra or Kogel, the Spash, or Tzorchai, a Samach Latana on the visitors on the platform on the shelf before Shabbos, even the Tanis Agar Vikotim, since the only new smicha, you're not putting it directly in the oven.